Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God I've chosen for confirmation is recorded in St. Luke chapter 10, reading verses 38 to 42. As they went on their way, Jesus came into a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who was sitting at the Lord's feet and was listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her serving. She came over and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." The Lord answered and told her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is needed. In fact, Mary has chosen that better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed, especially you, Abby, Madison, Gretchen, Grace, and Caroline. Among the reasons why you young ladies are here this morning is because Jesus has been a regular guest in your homes. You and your parents and your brothers and sisters have often invited, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest," with the very same attitude of heart with which Martha invited her Lord and Savior into her home to dine with her and her sister Mary and her brother Lazarus. Isn't it an amazing thing that the Son of God would grace our activities and our worship in our daily lives with his presence? And be assured that Jesus has come as a guest here to share in your big day of your confirmation. Being with Jesus on a regular basis is something that you have done since your parents brought you to the baptismal font. The Son of God, who became a human being to suffer and die to pay for your sins and ours on the cross for the whole world, is no stranger to you. And he is no stranger to most of us. And I want to take this opportunity to thank you, parents of our confirmands, for bringing your daughter close to Jesus Christ and for doing all you could in these past years to keep her there. Jesus is no stranger to you. He is your friend, your brother, your Lord, your Savior. In just a few minutes, if the Lord doesn't return in the meantime, you will promise and confirm your faith in Jesus Christ and promise, just like all of us who have been confirmed did, that you will suffer death rather than fall away from Jesus. Or to put it another way, to say to Jesus, "You're no longer welcome in my heart." You intend, as we all did and do when we keep our promises to God, intend to keep them. And I know that you do too, and you will ask God to help you. But how will you be able to do that? How are we able to keep that promise to God to stay close to him and to suffer death rather than fall away? It is through the regular use of the gospel in word and sacrament. It is by sitting at the feet of Jesus, like Mary, and listening to his word. And listening has the idea of paying attention to it and taking it into your hearts. What you need to continue to stay close to Jesus is to stay close to his word. To stay close to that better part that the Holy Spirit has already given to you, and by God's grace will continue to enable all of us to hear. Mary did not miss the opportunity to choose the better part of the way to be close to Jesus. And so, on your confirmation, I want to remind you that the Holy Spirit has set before you the good portion. Always remember that Jesus' word is the one thing necessary. And also that Jesus' word is the one thing that will never and can never be taken away from you. One way to express genuine love for Jesus is to serve him. And that's exactly what Martha was doing. Martha loved Jesus. She was so happy that he was going to stay and have a meal in her home. And that's why she was busily racing around, making sure that everything would be just right for her Savior. She was serving the Lord with gladness. At the end of the service in word and sacrament, the pastor says very much the same thing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Martha gets a little bit of a bum rap at times, as if she were doing something wrong or bad. But she wasn't. She was doing service to her Lord in love for her. And the Lord did not rebuke her for doing that thing for her. But what better way to serve the Lord than with that outward busyness in love? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Martha is a good example of how we may serve Jesus and how you may serve Jesus with the busyness of loving activity, both in the home and in the church. You mothers and fathers that are busy and worried and concerned about having a Christian home, you're serving the Lord. Being a good boss, being a good employee, out of faith in Christ and love for Christ, is a good thing. Being an obedient child, being a dedicated and devoted student of all the subjects that we have that God has given us, those are all good ways to serve. The Lord gives us those opportunities in the home or in the many opportunities that we talked about by which you can use those old chestnut time, talents, and treasures to serve in the congregation. But we're reminded that by doing so, we're serving the Lord himself. Jesus does not and will not condemn us for being worried and concerned about many things. But while those things are good, there is a better part. There is a better portion. There's something that is more needed, and it's the one thing needed. And that is sitting at the feet of your Savior, listening to him speak his holy word. That will enable you to grow, as some of you said earlier, in your faith. And as you grow in your faith, you will be able to carry out those good works that God has prepared in advance for you to do. You are here today in part because God saved you by grace through faith. And this faith is not of yourself. It is a gift of God, so that you might humbly believe and humbly serve your Lord Jesus Christ. But don't ever forget that one thing necessary among all that other activity. You are going to be busy and worried and concerned about many things in the days and years ahead. You're going to have things that you're going to think about and be concerned about and decisions that you're going to have to make. And you're going to race around and try to do the best you can in all of them because you love Jesus and want to do it to his glory. But while you're doing all that, don't miss the one thing needful. to stop and sit at your Savior's feet and listen to His Word. There's the answer to the question that I asked a while ago. What is better than busyness in active service out of love for Jesus? It's sitting at His feet, listening to Him remind you and remind us that by His cross He redeemed us from our sins. That by the gift of the Holy Spirit we are no longer strangers or foreigners, but are fellow citizens with the saints and are members of God's household. That He has not called you to be a slave to live in fear, but He has called you to be His daughters, to be heirs with your brother, Jesus Christ, of all good things, and to now live in peace. When you confirmands were younger, when you were little girls, and maybe even now, you have a favorite story that you love to hear over and over again, or you love to read over and over again. Or maybe there's somebody whose voice you really like to listen to and pay attention to, as I often suspected you were doing with me when you were looking at me in class. But the most important voice to listen to is that voice of your Savior, Jesus. To listen to Him speak through His Word of His grace and His mercy. The Holy Spirit has set before you, with very much the help of your parents and the church and others, that better portion. But now, and particularly in the years ahead, that choosing the better portion, that stopping and listening is going to lie more on you and less on others as you grow and mature and become more independent and grow, continually grow into young women. But Jesus' word is not only the one necessary thing, it's also the one thing that cannot be taken away from you and cannot be taken away from us. And it can't be taken away from you because it's written on your hearts. As believers, the Word of God, the good news of Jesus your Savior, is written on your hearts. It's in you. Plus, the Word of God is eternal. On our window, we have the Latin first consonants of four Latin words that mean the Word of the Lord remains forever. All things will pass away except the Word of God. It's interesting and I think meaningful that the Greek word logos, which is translated here as word, the word of Jesus, in some places is translated as teaching, as the teaching of Jesus, but that word logos in Greek means word. And it's exactly the same word that the Apostle John applies to Jesus himself, the Son of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God cannot be taken away from you because the Word of God is Jesus Christ, your Savior. And Paul says that nothing can rob us of the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus. No one can snatch the Word of God away from you because the Word of God is eternal and that Word of God will continue through all eternity. Think of the situation of our text in the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. So Martha got all the plates and all the dishes out, set a beautiful table, and then when it was all over, they were gone, put away. She brought out all the good food, and it was consumed, or what was left was put away. Even the wonderful full stomachs, the stomach that Jesus had and the other had, that good feeling of a meal well prepared by somebody that loves you. In a few hours, that went away. And they were hungry again. You're going to have things in your life that you think are going to last a long time, and you're going to be gone. You're going to have treasures that rust and decay. You're going to have things that you thought were so important that you couldn't live without them, and then you don't even pay any attention to them anymore. You're going to have decisions and situations and issues that are going to come, and then they're going to go away. Maybe as if they were never there. The only thing that will remain in your life is the Word, in the person of Christ, in the written Word. Again, think of poor Mary and Martha. All the things that Martha did, all the good things that Martha got together and spent her time on for Jesus, they're gone now. But the Word that Mary put into her heart that day, that Word of God is still in her heart in heaven. It's still in her heart as she is enjoying eternal life with her Savior. And now living in the direct speaking of the Word of God as she stands in His presence. Because she chose and recognized that one thing that is really needed. Jesus and the Word are in essence the very same thing. And so if you remain determined and committed, as Mary was, to stopping, to sitting at Jesus' feet, to listening to His Word, to make that your top priority, then the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. A little bit earlier this week, a friend of mine sent me an article about why young people are leaving the church. And the writer made this suggestion, quote, speaking of confirmands, their profession of faith was more about what was expected and culturally applauded rather than what was real and life-defining, unquote. Now, I have to say, I guess that's a rather stark judgment to make about somebody else claiming maybe to be able to look into their hearts. But I will say that knowing you young ladies, I know that that's not true of you. I know you're not here because you're doing what's expected or it's culturally accepted or applauded in our church. I know that you are here because the Holy Spirit has placed before you the good portion, that one thing that is really needed and the one thing that will never be taken away from you. You are here because the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart and will continue to work in your heart through the means of grace. And you have listened. So my prayer, and all of our prayer, I'm sure, is that you continue to the Word, continue to listen to the Word when He speaks His Word, that you will always come and sit at Jesus' feet when He invites Abby, Madison, Gretchen, Grace, Caroline, come and be my guest. God bless you. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.